I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So what happens when a government trying to do the right thing actually ends up making an already growing crisis worse? And how do kids who live in a country where child abuse is normal grow up to thrive? These are tough questions, but we've got some answers for you in today's program. Our first story comes from Iraq, where the government recently announced plans to take back the city of Fallujah, which has been under ISIS control for the last couple of years. But as it prepares to take back the city, the government's telling citizens in the area to flee, which makes them refugees. But these people won't be left completely destitute. Emily Fuentes says Open Doors USA is there to help.
Open Doors is working with Iraqi refugees who are fleeing to the north to provide just for their basic needs. Many are continuing to live as refugees, and so Open Doors is providing food kits, hygiene kits, all sorts of things just to make their lives manageable as they're living as refugees.
Here's the thing. It looks like the refugees won't be able to return home anytime soon. But despite these terrible events, doors are opening for something more.
We see that the Christians on the ground really know their culture the best, and so they're using the resources we supply to reach out to Muslims and other non-Christian groups, and we're seeing just really a revival in spite of the horrific things that are happening. It's an amazing ministry. Open Doors is providing the resources, but really the Christians on the ground are the ones using it to reach out to their neighbors.
Would you pray for the Iraqi people as they prepare to face what looks to be a grim future? Pray that God would not only protect them, but also reveal his love for them. If you want to get involved, Open Doors has a few ways that you can help. Keep listening for the website address. You're listening to Mission Network News. Yesterday, we introduced you to Emily, whose name we've changed for privacy. She fell into the occult, but is now being guided with the truth of the gospel through Set Free Ministries. We left off on her story with Emily deep into her study of New Age philosophy. On this path, she was introduced to shamanism and was later trained as a medium, never realizing with whom she was communicating.
I was so deceived, and I thought that I was helping humanity wake up and usher in this new type of consciousness.
Even as things became darker, Emily continued to believe that she was doing good. One day, during a meditation circle, she and her friends chanted to an entity that looked like a beautiful angel. And that's when she began to learn the truth.
I was told that the work I was doing, that I was doing it for Lucifer, who is the angel of light. When I was told that, I said no. Like, something deep inside of me still knew that I was a child of God. And I said, no, that's not what I'm doing. And they said, no, that's what you've been doing this whole time. And I got scared. And I said, no, I don't want that. And they said, well, you don't have a choice now.
But God was faithful. Emily did have a choice. Find this story at missionnews.org to learn how God rescued her from a life of darkness. Tomorrow, we'll look closer at Emily's story as she shares some words of caution. And ask Corby Dukes of Kids Alive International in Guatemala what he wants people to remember about the ministry as it celebrates its 100th anniversary. He'll sum it up with one word: impact. Kids Alive's programs focus on the oppressed and the abused. At Oasis, a ministry that focuses on physical and spiritual restoration for sexually abused girls, justice is being served after years of hard work with district attorneys and judges.
Kids Alive right now in Guatemala in the Oasis ministry, a girl is 20 times more likely to see her sexual abuser face justice and be arrested.
In the remote village of Zapote, restoration is found in a special partnership between Kids Alive and Iglesia Galilea.
We're seeing kids 3 times higher than the national average on children going into higher education.
Because of the Kids Alive influence in their lives and schooling,
we're really poised to see a dramatic kingdom impact in this village of 3,000 people.
Duke says the greatest challenge in ministering in Guatemala comes from what you can't see. Every day, Kids Alive staff works with children who've had horrible things happen in their lives in the hands of abusers and oppressors. Your prayers are powerful and needed. The details on how to help Kids Alive, Set Free Ministries, or Open Doors can be found at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get our e-news delivered every morning. You can sign up for it for free. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.